37-yard field goal. This is it. This is it right here. Ginsel ready. The snap's good. The whole
block!
The kick's
good.
The kick is good. The Mountaineers are going to try to take it.
It's
to the big house.
Ginsel in the big house.
20, 15, 10. The Mountaineers have just beaten the Michigan Wolverines.
You're darn right, David. Y'all just beat the Michigan Wolverines. Hello, welcome to the podcast. My name's Alex Ibarra. I'm your host, and this is College Football Upsets, a study of the underdog. As you can tell by the intro, we are going to study App State versus number 5 Michigan, probably the most memorable upset of the entire history of FCS versus FBS. The first game in the 2007 season that, as most of you probably know, was upset heavy. Probably the greatest year to be an underdog. And this game was no different. I mean, sportsbook were so confident in Michigan that no betting line was even created. The only thing that was allowed was a money line. And Michigan was clearly the favorite. And FCS teams before Appalachian were only scheduled to boost your FACT at bowl eligibility, or for Michigan, give them a little bit of an extra win, a tune-up game, so they can get ready to hopefully challenge for a national title. It also helped the FCS department, obviously, help their athletic department. And this Appalachian State team was no just your normal FCS team. They were back-to-back national championships and had been a solid defensive team. But they had lost five. They came into this game losing 5 of their last 6 leading tacklers, as well as the FCS sack leader from the previous season, Marques Morrell. For Michigan, they had enabled 3 key offensive pieces, offensive tackle Jake Long, running back Mike Hart, and quarterback Chad Heen, all of whom were thinking about committing to the draft. However, similar to App State, they lost a lot of star power on defense. They lost 7 starters. Linebacker Chris Graham, however, stayed confident, stating that every single position on this Michigan roster was loaded with speed. It was also the first ever game to be streamed on the Big Ten Network, but since it only streamed on certain services, and that service was not the main service in Michigan, most fans couldn't even watch the game because the producers did not offer the network. Now, this game started off as any FBS versus FCS game would, with Michigan showing their number 5 ranking and tearing apart the App State defense with an 18-yard pass from Chad to Mike Massey, followed by a 44-yard rush to the App State 4 by Mike Hart, who punched it in on the next play, giving Michigan a 7-0 lead. Now, remember Chris Graham? Yeah, he said that every position was loaded with speed. Clearly, he was wrong, as App State quarterback Armonte Edwards would connect with wide receiver Dexter Jackson, who outran that speedy, quote-unquote, speedy defense, and would go for a 68-yard touchdown. Now, pretty shocking. 7-7, this number 5 team just got burnt. And then the two teams exchanged 3 and outs, but a bad punt from App State punter Neil Young set up Michigan with great field position, which they capitalized on, getting into the end zone. App State would then respond with an absolute excursion, 12 plays, and they themselves would get into the end zone. Michigan then went 3 and out, allowed a big return, and a personal foul on Austin Panter set up App State inside the Michigan 40. It would quickly extend their lead with a touchdown, 21-14, force a turnover on downs by Michigan, which their offense once again would capitalize, running the ball consecutively down their throats before Edwards juked the defense for a 9-yard score. Michigan would get a field goal, and the Mountaineers would kneel out the half as boos rained down as the Wolverines trailed 28-17 at the half, with Appalachian State receiving the ball first. So at this point, a top 5 ranked team is down by 11 to an FCS team, granted an FCS champion, but still, this Michigan team was predicted to potentially make a run to the national championship, and to be down to even the SES national champion by 11 points at home when you got the ball first was incredible. And clearly, their fans wanted to show them that it was unacceptable with the boos. And yeah, it was squeaky bum time definitely for Michigan. So they knew that something had to change, and usually with these games against either lower tier opponents or FCS opponents, the halftime talk really changes the thing. And so we can see if that maybe will change Michigan. Now, App State started with the ball in the second half, but Edwards found not his receiver, but Michigan cornerback Morgan Trent, which gave Michigan field position already inside of Appalachian State territory. And they still couldn't break through that defense from App State, which had, even though it lost a lot of people, was still holding strong and only could cut the lead to 8 with a field goal, which App State would match on their ensuing drive. Michigan then fumbled on their next drive, which was recovered by App State linebacker Pierre Banks on the Michigan 28. And App State did not capitalize for probably the first time in this game. They did not only not get a first down, but they also missed the field goal. Michigan could do nothing with it, went 3 and out, and then recovered a fumble by Edwards. Yep, second turnover of the game, and that's just in this half, and put them within 35 yards of the end zone. Michigan scored a touchdown, but failed the two-pointer, cutting the lead down to 5 and making it 31-26. Appalachian State. Fourth quarter started with the App State ball. They were stopped and forced to punt once again. Good return, and a penalty set up Michigan with great position. Both teams had some special teams mishaps in this game, as we'll hopefully see later. But this once again could probably hurt someone's chances. However, Chad Heaney clearly wanted in on the turnover fun and threw a pick, which basically drove a dagger into Michigan's comeback hopes if App State could capitalize. Beginning on their 41, though, Appalachian State once again went 3 and out. This offense had really stalled out, and finally Michigan could capitalize, and they scored a touchdown, but missed the two-pointer again, which means that they're up by 1. It means a field goal puts App State up by 2, forces you to really work for the win. And with basically, he's for the game, basically, try to drive App State down the field. Edwards threw a pick on the first play, which gave Michigan the chance to ice the game with another touchdown and an extra point, which would make it 8. So even if they do get the touchdown, they have to go for 2. And if you do not convert, it's basically game over. But Michigan, with a little bit of foreshadowing, had their field goal blocked, and surely that would be the only blocked field goal that Michigan would have this whole game. I hope. So App State took control with no timeouts, starting on their own 31, 1:37 left. Yet within a minute of game time, 69 yards, set up kicker Julian Rauch with a 24-yard field goal to take a 34-32 lead over number 5 Michigan. This point, there is basically no time left. It's about 35 seconds left on the clock for Michigan to do something, and that stadium is silent. It's in disbelief. This game was clearly one that people expected Michigan to take care of handily, and now they had to depend on their offense to basically get a game-winning drive, set up a field goal. And yet, the game isn't over. Michigan clearly showed that they deserved that number 5 ranking with their next drive, drove down the field, set up a 37-yard field goal, and what happened next is forever in the history books. And I'll let App State's radio call tell you what happened.
37-yard field goal, this is it. This is it right here. Gensel ready. The snap's good. The whole
block!
The kick's good! The kick is good! The Mountaineers are going to try to take it back to the Big House!
Gensel in the Big House!
20, 15, 10! The Mountaineers have just beaten the Michigan Wolverines! The Mountaineers of Appalachia!
What you just heard was App State radio announcers David Jackson and Steve Brown reacting to the blocked field goal by App State, which gave them probably the biggest FCS update to at that time and to at even now, as they took down number 5 Michigan. And yeah, it was crazy because a team like this had never even been down like this to an FCS team, and now all of a sudden a top 5 team is losing to an FCS team. And then we'll talk about the repercussions of this. Before we get into those repercussions, we have something to do. Sponsors! This episode is brought to you by Number 5. Ranked Number 5? Maybe you should play like it and not have your first programs lost to an FCS school. This episode is also brought to you by Speed. Speed, something Michigan's defense clearly had in all positions. Right, Chris? That's why you got burnt on the first drive. Finally, this episode is brought to you by Special Teams, helping you make crucial fourth down stops or setting the opposing offense up with a sensational field position. And what were the repercussions, you may ask? Well, Appalachian State, because of this upset, the NCAA changed its rules to allow FCS teams to receive votes in the FBS polls. And the Mountaineers would then receive votes throughout the year. Despite losses against Wofford and Georgia Southern, the Mountaineers claimed a part of the SoCon Championship and won their third consecutive title as an at-large bid in the FCS Championship, becoming the first team in FCS history to do that, and the first team to do it in Division I since 1944 to 1946 Army. They finished 34th in the AP poll, tied with South Florida, becoming the first ever FCS team to and remain the first ever FCS team to finish this season ranked in the AP poll. As for Michigan, they would go on to lose to Oregon the following week, but recovered with 8 straight wins, getting back at the highest into the AP poll at number 13. Then they ended with 2 losses, including in the game against Ohio State, and once again plummeted out of the polls. After getting invited to the Capital One Bowl and beating Florida 41-35, they finished at 9-4 and 18th in the AP poll, which is kind of crazy because 4 losses used to not even get you into the top 25, but because of this season that 2007 was, Michigan was still ranked 18th. And there was a lot of reactions to the game. Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State all had either the game playing on the video scores or updates given by their announcers. Ohio State fans celebrated, and Ohio State players celebrated in the locker room, and their fans roared as they watched the game on the big screen and they watched the kick get blocked. Michigan State coach finished his press conference with, "But at least Michigan lost as well," after finding out that they had lost to App State. The reaction in Boone, North Carolina, where App State is located, was incredible. You could, in Boone, there were fans who, they went inside the App State Stadium and they took down the goalpost, which the athletic director said, "You know what, you can go ahead," because it was such a good day for App State. The Boone Mall was flooded with cars, and a sports apparel shop carrying ASU gear reported that sales were 7 times higher than normal. So it's safe to say that this was probably a historical moment for the program, probably their biggest win in their entire history by quite a bit of a margin. But yeah, and this is why we study these teams, because on any given day, it shows that on any given day, any team can be beat by anyone. I'm Alex Ibarra. I'm your host. This was College Football Upsets, the study of the underdog. Thank you.